Johnny Rivers. 6 days on the road. Get kind of a 50s rock and roll sound to it, although you got to think where rock came from in the first place. Didn't a lot of it come from country music? It's 712 with Gary Wade. Each week, the winners of the KSO Great Country Cookout get Miller High Life Beer, Colonial Buns, Pepsi, and Mountain Dew from the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company. Meat from Perks Highland Locker, chips from the Quick Shops, and the grill is provided by United Robinsons, and we leave it all, including the mess. The only thing we take back is a disc jockey. Enter at the Quick Shops or by writing KSO. We've been having a lot of fun on these cookouts, and we certainly hope that if you haven't sent your card in, that you do so right away. We've got, I think, six left, I believe, is the count of the number we have left here. So why don't you get your card in today to KSO Des Moines 50317 or register at any of the 11 convenient Quick Shops.
Bob Brown needs good used cars. 24 Merle Hay Road.
KSO. 7:13 with Gary Wade. Wednesday morning on KSO, 63 degrees. We've got the state's low right now. This is Johnny Rodriguez.
Here I am once again. With me just one more time.
Johnny Rodriguez, dance with me one more time. 7:16 with Gary Wade. Well, we lost another one last night. Baseball's great Dizzy Dean died early this morning at St. Mary's Hospital in Reno, Nevada. 2 days after he suffered a severe heart attack, Dean was 64, and he not only was one of baseball's greats, but also a fellow broadcaster. So I'm sure we're really going to miss him. Let's check our traffic conditions now.
Yes, sir. This is Parisik with Des Moines Police. Still no reported accidents. Everything should be going along pretty smoothly this morning.
Thank you very much. Let's go back into the 1950s, back in 59.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Hard.
That's Hank Thompson, Humpty Dumpty Hard, and that ain't no yoke. KSO 719 with Gary Wade on a Wednesday morning. Going to get up to about 94 degrees. Right now, 63.
You fill up my senses.
That's John Denver. Beautiful song. Annie's song. Great Country KSO with Gary Wade. It's 7:21. The Iowa Oaks beat Evansville last night, 10-8. So congratulations to the Oaks. Got to be fair to mostly sunny today. In fact, let's have the complete freeze notice weather coming up in just a moment.
Jiffy Printing Company, 404 Stevens Building in Des Moines, does quality.
When you do that, because we do need your help very, very much. Now from Freeze Notice Weather Center, the KSO Great Country Forecast, here's Harvey Freeze. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, Gary. There appears to be no relief in sight from the Freeze Notice Weather Center for Great Country KSO.
724 at KSO. Our current weather conditions, winds are south at 7 miles an hour. The humidity is 68%. The barometer's on the rise, partly cloudy. As we mentioned an hour ago, we had the state's low. Temperatures range all the way up into the 70s in various parts of the state. We had 63. Now it's up to 66 degrees. Great Country KSO.
Lie beside me on the sand. Rub it in.
Feels so good. Sometimes even more fun to put it on somebody. 7:27 with Gary Wade, 66 degrees right now. Partly sunny skies at KSO. And by the way, Johnny Cash is going to be giving a Davenport benefit concert. And this is really going to be something because it could be the world's largest Sunday school gathering. They expect between 20 and 30,000. The largest Sunday school gathering ever was 23,000. It'll be next Sunday. It was just sort of a rather timid request by Tommy Barnett, who's a pastor over in the Davenport area. And Johnny accepted. And so it'll be next Sunday afternoon over at John O'Donnell Stadium, if you want to run over. I imagine that Johnny will be pretty much into religious music, but it's all good. And it is a free benefit concert over in Davenport. That'll be next Sunday afternoon, July 21st. This guy sounds an awful lot like Johnny Cash, the old Johnny Cash, this record. Don Williams, Down the Road I Go, 7:28 with Gary Wade on a Wednesday morning.
I guess there's not much I can do.
Johnny Russell, Redneck, Sox. White Sox. Blue Ribbon Beer, the red, white, and blue. So help me, Archie Bunker. But Archie isn't going to be in the very first show of the fall season in All in the Family. What happened was he got into a dispute with CBS, and he stayed away because of the very first, stayed away from the very first taping of the show. So I guess they must have worked him out of the script for that show. I wonder if Sally Struthers is going to be on there. I heard that that she was going to be leaving the show this year, and I wonder if she's going to be on. I don't know if I could live without her not being on the show. She, of course, plays the part of Gloria. And something else that I've kind of noticed watching a lot of the old movies, I never really paid that much attention to Carol O'Connor or Gene Stapleton until they were on All in the Family. But I noticed them showing up in a lot of the old movies. And you see them on the credits, and then you see them showing up in various parts. Gene Stapleton was in Damn Yankees, which was on TV the other night, and just never really noticed before. But there they are. Right now, 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock with Gary Wade. Our temperature reading is 66 degrees at KSO. Go back to our childhood now. Curlin' Husky, Freckles, and Pollywog Dave. I don't think I could live through my childhood again. Freckles and Pollywog Dave. They didn't used to make the playground equipment as safe as they do nowadays. I can remember a kid going up over the top of our swing set by swinging too high, which didn't do him any good. I busted my head on the monkey bars a few times when I was a kid, and had a couple kids in our neighborhoods that met their fate on the teeter-totter. They have high voices now. Hey, you pull into your driveway, and all of a sudden your garage door opens, and while you're still in the car, as if by magic, but it's not magic. It's a Sears electronic garage door opener. You'll be the envy of all your neighbors. It's especially comforting to a woman driving home alone at night because she doesn't have to get out of the car to open the garage door. And think of the convenience in rain or in bad weather. A Sears electronic garage door opener includes a solid-state transmitter to send a UHF signal to the receiver. The powerful one-quarter horsepower electric motor smoothly lifts open the garage door to 18 foot in width. And along with the electronic transmitter for your car, a wall button is included for use inside the garage, too. The best part is the low price of just $99. That's right, just $99 for a Sears electronic garage door opener. Besides that, they're fun to play with. Low-cost expert installation is also available. Hurry to Sears, Merle Hay Mall, and Wakanda in Des Moines, plus Ames, Newton, and Marshalltown. 7:43, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock with Gary Wade on KSO. Temperature reading right now is 66 degrees.
Hey, it's me again, the farmer's daughter, and I'll...